Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time. Welcome to the Friday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and now you know who here is on Fridays, right? We all know what's going on, but I want you to know that for me to get him here today, I had to negotiate a 14-year, $3.40 contract for him to show up.
Start spreading the news.
Here he is with that freshly signed contract. How you doing, Stu?
All right. Hey, that's $2 a year, right?
$3.40 for 14 years. I don't even think it's that, is it?
I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right.
So, you know, I just thought that was kind of humorous, so I went that route. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. But, hey, if you'd like to call into the podcast, talk to Stu or I, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need? Head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, of course, while you're over there, you'll see the blogs that pop up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so you'll get a new one tomorrow morning. But there's also a link to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. You know, if you swing on over to there, you might as well like it, right? So go ahead, jump in, have a good time with the Facebook page. Of course, don't forget we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, sadly, we don't have Stu on Twitter yet, but I am out there at Burke Time, so feel free to reach out to me, and I will pass any information you have for Stu along. So, all right. So what's going on, Stu?
Well, I screwed up my decimal points, and now I came up with the correct answer, 24 cents a year.
There you go.
All right. I rounded it to the nearest 24 cents because the next decimal was less than 5. You know how that old, when you do something like that, you round it to the, if it's less than 5, it's you keep it at that number. So 24 cents instead of 25 cents.
So, all right, well, you know. Okay, well, as long as, you know, you're okay with it, then we're all set and, you know, and ready to get rolling here. So, you know, I was trying to think if there was, you know, there wasn't any, like, huge sports news that jumped out today, was there? Did I miss something? Did you see something that just came, you know, out of the blue? You know, it's been almost a normal day.
Trevor Rosenthal signed with Oakland, I believe.
Yeah, Trevor Rosenthal and Mitch Moreland, they inked their deals yesterday. I believe Willie Peralta got a deal with the Tigers, so that's another reliever off the board. But, yeah, you know, there's still a couple interesting guys out there. You know, Jake Odorizzi is hanging around. Jackie Bradley Jr. is out there, and, you know, apparently, you know, Brett Gardner is still available because him and the Yankees can't seem to come to whatever kind of deal they're trying to come to. It just hasn't worked out. So, there, you know,
there was another Yankee rumor, though. There is another Yankee rumor that looks like they're finally going to make a deal with the DJ for a 6-year deal, according to the latest I saw about that. DJ LeMay.
And then they did have the Mets did sign Tijon Walker today. He got a 2-year deal with a option for a third. He got 2 years at 20 with an option for a third year. So, they're, you know, again, still some, you know, decent players out there. Are you surprised that a guy like, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr. is still hanging around? Because I think Theo Epstein tried to trade for him every year he was with the Cubs and just couldn't get a deal done.
Yeah,
so are you surprised? Cubs didn't sign him, and B, that he's still available?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, he's a good fielder, but I think his hitting leaves a lot to be desired. So I'm not sure if some team will get him eventually, but maybe late in spring training.
Yeah, well, you know, he has shown some power. He hit really well last year. I think he hit 283 or something last year. Of course, he is just a 239 career hitter, so you've always going to have that question. But, you know, I believe he's considered probably the best defensive center fielder in the game. I am a little surprised that he didn't find a home yet. He's definitely not going back to Boston. And
no.
I'm to the point where I'm really wondering who has a spot for him now. I mean, is there a, he's not, I don't think he's going to go to a contender, do you?
No. And that's the thing that I thought of also. What team out there is going to have some interest in acquiring a lifetime 239 hitter, although he is, as you pointed out, a great defensive ball player. If he's not going to go to a contender, can the non-contending team just wait and assign him to a low-ball deal?
Yeah, I'm kind of guessing that's what's going to end up happening to him. He's going to have to take a one-year kind of prove-it deal somewhere. Because it did look, after the Mets missed out on George Springer and Trevor Bauer, it looked like Bradley was going to end up a Met. But instead, they signed Kevin Pillar just a few days ago. And then I think about a week, maybe a week and a half ago, they added Albert Almora Jr. So their outfield is set. I mean, they already have their three starters in place. Now they have Pillar and Almora, who are both fantastic defenders. So they won't have any problems getting Brandon Nimmo and Dominic Smith out of the lineup late in the games. So, I think that kind of closed the window there because the Mets aren't going to carry six outfielders.
No. And the Mets have greatly improved, but are they good enough to actually give the Braves a battle in the NL East?
Yeah, I think so. The obvious reasoning is going to be can their pitcher stay healthy, because that always seems to be their problem.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I would assume that may be the big issue there. And, I mean, they are going to go into this season already. Noah Syndergaard isn't going to be back until probably the All-Star break. So they're already down a big gun. But they did a nice job of, adding pitchers. I mentioned they added Walker today. Marcus Stroman kind of surprisingly accepted the qualifying offer. So he comes back. You have Jacob DeGrom, who's going to, going to contend for the Cy Young again, probably without, any issue. So, they're rolling out, and I'm trying to remember who their other starter is. I know they have a couple younger guys. Oh yeah, that's right. They picked up Carlos Carrasco in the Francisco Lindor trade.
Yeah.
So that's, that won't be a bad top four. It looks now like David Peterson may get the spot as the fifth guy until Syndergaard returns. But they also did just add Mike Montgomery, so maybe
that's,
he ends
that's a
up
minor
as
league
the fifth
deal,
starter.
Though, wasn't it to a minor league deal?
With
Montgomery
invite. Yeah. So yeah, we'll we'll see how that works out, but. Either way, they'll have a really solid starting rotation. Whichever they want.
Finally, they're due to have a string of good luck and not have any injuries for their starting pitching.
Yeah, well, you would kind of think they're due. I mean, just as a whole, you know, injuries in general have killed this team. You know, they lost Michael Conforto last year for a number of games. You know, and while Pete Alonso is obviously their big power guy, Conforto was their best hitter last year. You know, he probably loses that spot now to Francisco Lindor. You know, they spent some money on Jed Lowry, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, and I don't even think he played 10 games for them. He was hurt so much. So they basically just paid him to be injured. So, yeah, they're due some good luck, you know, with the way things have shaken out for them. So.
Yeah, you would hope that they would be relatively injury-free for once. And if that happens, I think they might give a little competition to the Braves, although I think the Braves are still good enough to win the division again.
So, yeah, well, you know, that division's going to be, you know, a nice little battle. I mean, the Braves are good. You know, again, if the Nationals starting rotation is healthy, they can compete with anybody. You know, the Mets look like they've improved. The Phillies look like they've improved. So, it could be a fun division to watch. I don't think the Marlins repeat their Cinderella story from last year where they end up being a playoff team. I think they kind of end up closer to where they belong at the bottom of the division this year.
Yeah, it looks like it was an aberration, and I would be very surprised if Miami had a year in 2021 as they did in 2020. It was so hard to tell last year with a season that was only about a little more than a third of what they normally play, maybe 40%.
So, yeah, and, you know, like, I don't honestly believe that if it would have been a 162-game season, Miami would have hung on to a playoff spot. I think it would have been, you know, they would have ended up out and probably closer to where they belonged.
Yeah, they were starting to taper off a little bit at the end of the season, although I think it hit fairly well in the playoffs in the first round, didn't they?
Yes, until they
ran into the Cubs in the playoffs, and they got it all worked out.
Of course, the Cubs didn't have Pedro Strop in the bullpen last year.
No, but, you know, he's back now. He's another one of those guys on a minor league deal with an invite to spring training, so he'll have a shot to make the team.
Well, you would hope that he would – last year was kind of a downer for him in that he was injured the entire season, wasn't he? I think he only got into a couple of games.
Yeah, pretty much. I think he made one or two appearances for Cincinnati, and then he was hurt, and that was it. It was over. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of guys suffered that with the, you know, the short season. You know, there just wasn't the opportunity to come back and get ready. So.
Well,
you know, we'll
spring training is right around the corner now. I mean, today's the 19th, so we've got the probably some exhibition games in another week and a half that we can look forward to watching.
Yeah, we should be, you know, getting close. I mean, pitchers and catchers have been in all week, and I know there's a lot of position players that are in as well, even though they didn't have to be. So, we'll be, you know, kind of up and running in no time here, and, yeah, we should get games.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they can eventually, I mean, towards the end of the season, at least have some fans and at least a portion of the fans in attendance again.
Yeah, you would got to think they're getting close to where, you know, they should be able to allow some fans in. You know, and obviously in a lot of places, they can still allow a percentage of people into the building. So, you know, but not in Chicago yet. We're not to that point.
No.
But you do have to wonder with, you know, the way things have been going. I know I thought I saw the COVID numbers had improved. So they, maybe by, June, they'll be able to let, 15, 20, maybe even 25% of the, you know, the ballpark to fill up.
Yeah, you hope that the vaccine will become more readily available. Even I'm having a tough time getting it, and I think I pointed out to you in an email that I was scheduled a couple of weeks ago and it was canceled at the last minute, and I'm certainly in that group that qualifies to get one of those, and yet there's just nothing available, at least in our area at the moment. And I also read that there is some speculation now that even one shot instead of the required two would give you up to 90% protection, which is a great if it's true.
So yeah, well, you know, hopefully, you know, they're correct and we're, you know, getting the hang of it or getting something to the point where we're going to be able to kind of get back to a little bit of, you know, functional normality. This has been going on, it seems like forever, so.
Yeah. Do you anticipate that when things do go back to normal that a lot of people will still be wearing masks when they go outside, as they do in Tokyo, for example?
Yeah, you know, I do have a feeling that that is going to become a bit of a norm. You know, I think people will decide that it's a good idea to still continue to wear them. So I think we will see, you know, people, of course, continue. And, you know, I mean, I bought, you know, some that I can wear, you know, I don't have to throw mine away. You know, they're, you know, neoprene or, you know, that, so I can, you know, continue to wear it if I want to.
Yeah, I was looking around to see if I can get a Destroyer or Dr. X mask, which would be nice for me to wear when I go outside.
I did want, and I don't know, you know, the one mask that I think I really need to get is, I don't know if you've seen these, but they have the alien from the Alien movie that, you know, jumps on your face. They call it the face finder. So I thought that would be a really nice one to have, but they were a tad pricey. I looked them up and they were like between $30 and $50, and I was like, yeah, not quite ready to drop that on a mat.
That is expensive, but hey, the entrepreneurial spirit is still among us, and people are trying to make a buck on the COVID too.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, unfortunately, there are always people who are going to try to, you know, make money off it. You know, if it's, you know, some kind of scam, they're going to try to make money off it.
Exactly. That's right. Great. Exactly right.
You know, you just got to, be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, we will kind of see. But then we, you know, we did have what apparently everybody in the media thought was a pretty important basketball game last night, as the Brooklyn Nets, I still want to call them New York or New Jersey, I just, for whatever reason, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, you know, Brooklyn is obviously, you know, they've been playing very well since the James Harden trade, and I know most people have them supplanting Milwaukee as the best team in the Eastern Conference now. You know, Anthony Davis didn't play for the Lakers, and of course, Kevin Durant didn't play for the Nets. I don't know. You know, I mean, we're looking at what we're barely 30 games in. Was it really that important of a game to you? I mean, were you buying it?
No, it's too early in the season, and I'm questioning whether those decisions not to play those guys was legit. I think, what do they say, it was a mild hamstring strain, and I don't know. I'm speculating if that was a true as to why these guys didn't play or just wanted to take some time off at this stage of the season.
Yeah, well, you know, I know Kevin Durant's was legit because it had something to do with, I think it had something to do with COVID. I don't know if he came in contact with somebody and they were contact tracing or what they were doing, but I believe that's what his was. And yeah, Davis has been dealing with that. You know, he had a bum foot for a while. Now he's got a bum hamstring. you know, he's hurt every year, so this is just the Lakers' way of, you know, letting him have a little time off and, you know, not having to deal with the NBA rule about giving guys time off.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure, by the way, that Brooklyn is still ready to step up and come in ahead of Milwaukee in the playoffs when it's all said and done. And what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, you know, in all honesty, I think if anybody would just play defense against Brooklyn, they could probably beat them because they rely very heavily on the three-pointer, and that can really go awry in the playoffs. Obviously, we saw, you know, the Houston Rockets try that for years with James Harden, and I don't believe they ever made an NBA Finals appearance. I know they got to some Western Conference championships. But yeah, I don't believe they've, you know, they ever won, you know, they ever got to a title. And then you also can't forget that, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers are playing pretty well in the Eastern Conference as well.
They are. And
so, and I,
you mentioned something really interesting to me, by the way.
Yeah, they roughed up.
Yeah, they're playing good ball. But you mentioned something before. You said defense. And hey, is that legal in the NBA?
Yeah, you know, I actually did see a team play it the other night. I caught some highlights of it, and they were actually getting some steals and blocking some shots. And it was very scary because it rarely, if ever, happens. You know, and now in most cases when it does happen, the refs blow the whistle on you because they don't want any of that happening. You know, nobody wants to see that. You know, that defense being played. But,
Think back 10 or 20 years ago. Think back, John, think about this. 10 or 20 years ago, there used to be not much defense in the league even then, except when the playoffs started. You'll notice a dramatic difference in the amount of scoring for the teams when the playoffs started. Much lower scoring games. But I'm not sure that holds anymore in today's NBA.
Yeah, no, there's no interest at all in guys playing any kind of defense. You know, they don't want anything to do with it. They could, you know, they could care less, what's happening. All they want to do is go stand out by the three-point line and shoot. So.
And it seems that the way their patterns, I was watching the basketball game the other day, and that they seem to try to work it around the perimeter so that they find an open three-point shooter, and that's it. That's the current crop of basketball now. Yeah, occasionally you see a nice attempt to go to the rim and dunk, but, boy, they seem to revolve around those patterns of pass the ball two or three times, get to the three-point shooter, and let him go ahead and nail it if he can.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I've even seen games where, you know, the guy gets out on the fast break and he's got a layup or a dunk or whatever he wants to do, and he stops at the three-point line and shoots. So it's like, really? You know, so, and unfortunately, you know, quite a few times I've seen guys miss. It's like, well, it's great if you make it, but, you know, when you miss, you know, you just gave away guaranteed 2 points. But, you know, that's the state of the NBA now. You know, the three-pointer is king, and they are going to shoot it until my eyes bleed from watching it. So.
Yeah, and if a guy does that, as you suggest, comes in instead of a layup, he'll just stop and pop from the three-point line. Are there any of his teammates under the basket to get the rebound?
No, because he's out on the fast break. He's by himself.
That's right.
You know, the guy makes the steal and he takes off and, you know, hey, look, I'm at the three-point line. I'm going to stop and shoot this. Oh,
yeah,
great.
Well, years ago, the coaches would castigate the players for not getting under the rim in time to get the rebound. But if a guy stops, pops, and tries a three-pointer, how are they going to get there in time to get the ball?
You know, and you got to remember, this is the NBA now. You can't say anything to the players. They do
no.
whatever they want, whenever they want it. So.
Yeah, and or talk about a players' league, and that is it.
Yeah.
And if you want me to prove it to you, if you talk to LeBron James and have a discussion with him and see what he has to say about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I mean, he's, you know, unfortunately a gigantic ass with some of the things he's done now that he's got power. You know, it's just ridiculous. I'm actually surprised they're still having the All-Star game because he doesn't want it. So.
Yeah, it is surprising, actually, under the stringent rules now because of the COVID, that they would even consider having an All-Star game.
You know, they want the money. You know, they want the money and the network wants the game, and obviously they get their money from the network, so they're going to, you know, they're going to have the game.
I'm still waiting for the All-Star game when both teams score over 200 points.
Yeah, so... Well, you know, hey, maybe this will be your year. You know, you never know.
I can see it happening. I mean, they've had some awfully high-scoring games in the All-Star, if you call it a game.
Yeah, and then, you know, I realized, you know, I trying to remember what I was watching earlier, and they were, you know, we always get the – oh, you know, LeBron is the greatest player of all time. And, you know, no, he's not. You know, yes, he is a great player, but he's not the greatest player of all time. I mean, in reality, he might be fifth, you know, as the greatest player, depending on how you rank stuff. And one of the things I realized that the biggest difference between a guy like LeBron James and the other guys they compare him to is if you look, the guys they compare him to played every night unless they were seriously injured. You know, there was no taking a night off because I have a bruise, you know, or I got a bump. They were out there. I mean, basically the only way they missed games was if they had like a broken bone. So, you know, it's definitely a, I don't know, different beast, different nature, however you want to look at it. But, yeah, I always just kind of chuckle when I see, you know, well, you know, we sat this guy out because he needed rest. He needed rest from what? Doing his job that he should be training for?
Yeah, I think back to that playoff game when Jordan had food poisoning, the game on the road against Utah. And what did he play, about 45 minutes?
Yeah. So, you know, just, I don't know. It just kind of, you know,
I don't think LeBron would have played with that if he had that kind of problem that Jordan had for that game. I just don't see him even playing at all.
No, and to be fair, no NBA player would have. You know, in reality, some of them probably would have missed multiple games. So, you know, they would have been like, oh, wait, I have to, I have food poisoning. I have to sit out at least a week. So.
And I shouldn't really just point out to Jordan. I mean, all the other top players in years past were tough in that manner, missing very, very few games.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I thought I heard a stat where John Stockton played every game for nine straight seasons.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah, he never missed a game.
Yeah, you know, and it was just kind of like that. You know, I mean, does anybody, you know, what's the longest streak now if we had a guy play more than one every game in one season? So
yeah, and if they did play 80 games in a season. How many minutes do they play in each game, though?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't even know if there's going to be somebody out there who's going to play all 72 this season just because of the way they rest players and, you know, guys want nights off and all, you know, all the other BS that they pull. So
no one's going to play all 72 games this season. You might as well forget about that one. Not going to happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, and that's, you know, again, that, you know, I always feel bad, and obviously it doesn't have much effect now, but, You know, I always hate when a team, like, you know, they're coming into their, you know, whatever area for the only time this season. So, you know, there's people probably buying tickets to see that superstar. You know, it may be your only chance to see, you know, LeBron James or Giannis Antetokounmpo or Zion Williamson. You know, so you get your money together, and as you know, tickets aren't cheap. And then you get to the game, and they don't play for some stupid reason. I got to be honest with you, that would make me never want to buy a ticket again to a game.
Yeah, I wonder what the NBA does about to prevent something like that from happening. I guess they can't.
Well, they did. Now they can actually fine teams. That's why you see it being, you know, well, he's got this injury. You know, it's no longer just rest. There's always an injury tag with it now.
Maybe they should start using what the NHL uses when it comes to injuries.
Yeah, and yeah. Upper and lower.
Upper body injury or a lower body injury. That's kind of vague enough to put everybody aside, right? What can you say about it?
Yeah, you know. Well, you know. Of course, you know. They say they use that to deter gamblers. So. You know,
and now that gambling is legal, it's even more so involved with these various injuries to take into consideration, because I see an awful lot of commercials on TV now for gambling sites.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a ton now, you know, between there's, you know, so many daily fantasy sites, and now a lot of them have moved into where you can make bets on the game besides the daily fantasy things. So,
yeah, it's a different ballgame now, that's for sure. And when you think back to the Black Sox scandal and hope that nothing ever happens in any of the sports again like that.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know, unfortunate, but it, you know, now you would like to think the players make enough money that you couldn't get to them. But, you know, you never know. So, you know, and now, you know, we did mention the All-Star game. The NBA did announce their starters. I don't know if you saw them, but the Western Conference team has LeBron James as their captain. It's Luka Doncic, Stephen Curry, Nikola Jokic, and Kawhi Leonard are the other four starters. In the East, Kevin Durant is the team captain. His teammate Kyrie Irving made the team as well. Bradley Beal is there. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Joel Embiid are the other starters in the East. They haven't named the reserves yet, but do you think your favorite player, Zach LaVine, is going to get the nod last year after not making it this year after not making it last year when the game was actually in Chicago?
I think they're going to make up for it this year, and he's going to be in the squad. You heard it here first.
So yeah, and you know they're still doing the, you know, the full complement of events. You know, they're going to have the 3-point shootout, and apparently the NBA, the dunk contest is going to be at halftime. So.
Now, where's the game being played? Is it in Florida?
No, it's in Atlanta.
Atlanta. So
yeah.
They'll be able to have a percentage of fans in the audience?
Yeah, I believe Georgia allows a percentage of people in. They, you know, I don't remember off the top of my head how many, but I believe there's a percentage you can get there.
Well, I'll be very interested. The only thing I'll be interested in is to see how many points there are in total. And I'm sure you can get a lot of bets on that one. Over 350. 350 points in the game, under 350.
It's always interesting to see where they set the line at for that game. So we'll have to see. But generally, it's probably pretty safe to bet the over, almost no matter what it is. So.
Well, there's so little defense in a regular NBA game. As you mentioned, there was a couple of exceptions, but there's never any defense at all in the All-Star game.
No, I do remember Dennis Rodman threatened to play some one year when he made the team. So,
yeah, he was an odd duck, wasn't he, Dennis? Interesting character.
Yeah, you know, definitely a little bit of a weird dude, but he was a great rebounder and a very good defender.
He was terrific rebounder, one of the best. One of the best.
Yeah.
He kind of personifies Quirky, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think when he played, there were a few more personalities in the NBA. You know, there's not too many guys like that who have that big personality anymore. So.
Well, talking about a big personality, I happen to think about something that you probably are not aware. You're probably aware of this, but. Shaq will soon be donning the wrestling tights again.
Yes, they had a video of, I guess, what was supposed to be one of the workouts with the woman he's teaming with, but they were on the basketball court. So.
And it's interesting that he would do that because obviously he doesn't need the money. With all the commercials he does and everything else, why would he even bother with this thing?
You know, you've got, it's kind of obvious that he must have some kind of love for the wrestling industry, because he did this a couple times for the WWE.
Yeah.
And I know I heard some people say, well, you know, he's going to back out like the last time because he was scheduled to do, I forgot what it was with the WWE, and he canceled on them. But they forget that AEW airs on the channel that employs Shaq, TNT. So he's not canceling on them.
No. This time he's gonna do it. And as you mentioned, the affiliation of the NBA games being televised on TNT would almost assume that he would actually do something, at least in a limited capacity, of course.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, obviously, you know, at his age, you're not going to get much out of him, you know, I mean, so it's just going to be kind of, okay, hey, stand here and we're going to do this. And I'm just hoping, you know, the women can do something to make the match plausible. Otherwise, I think it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, but I'll be interested to see Shaq do a drop kick.
Yeah, if he even does it, you know. I mean, I honestly don't know what he's going to do or what he's going to try to do. So, you know, we just got to kind of wait and see. I think that's, what is it, March 3rd is the date for that?
Yeah, it's early March. I don't remember the exact date, but hey, don't forget that Steve Mongo McMichael did a nasty pile driver.
Yeah, but he had some training. Shaq really hasn't had any training.
No.
So,
well, maybe they're training him now.
Yeah, I kind of don't think that's happening. So, you know, as much as I would like to believe it, I just can't see Shaq doing the necessary things that it takes to train as a professional wrestler. So,
well, you know, he's not going to take any bumps. That's for sure.
But speaking of that, I don't know if you caught this one while we're talking about AEW. The 61-year-old Sting took a bump on a powerbomb Wednesday night. Did you happen to catch that?
I caught that, and it looked pretty realistic, I thought. And he laid there in the middle of the ring after it happened, and supposedly, though, he's okay and was walking around backstage after it took place. And the question is, why would they do that? Why would they do a stiff shot like that to him, a guy who's 61? And At one time, by the way, they said never to get into the ring again because he could be paralyzed for life if a bump went.
Obviously he's been cleared. But, you know, sooner or later he was going to have to bump. You know, he has that street fight coming up. You know, that may be March 3rd as well on that big show together. So, you know, I mean, as long as you take the bump properly, you should be okay. You know,
well,
and I mean, you know, he took it from Cage, who was probably one of the strongest guys in the business, and he controlled him, so he got him where he needed to go, and everything was fine.
It looked like he landed properly, from what I could see. I mean, you're obviously no more, you could tell better than I could, but it seemed like he did it so that he avoided a serious injury.
You know, and then, I mean, even more oddly for AEW, and I don't know why this seems to be the trend there, the 67-year-old Tully Blanchard is in a six-man tag next week. So for some reason, I guess if you're over 60, you get to wrestle in AEW.
Well, I'm hoping that they won't let Iron back in the ring again. I think he's not medically cleared to wrestle anymore, if I'm not mistaken. Iron Anderson.
His fair share of bumps too. He's been roughed up a couple times, you know, by, you know, some run-ins and stuff that people have hit him. I don't think he's taken a bump. I think he's just been knocked down. But you know, Jake Roberts took a bump just a few weeks ago, and he's got to be in his 60s. So, but you know, once you get that in you, it can be tough to get out. You know, they don't have an issue doing it. So.
No, I guess they've been around the business so long that they know how to do it properly and minimize the chance of actually getting an actual injury.
You know, and obviously they're not taking stupid bumps like a lot of these guys do. So, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be tossed out of over the top rope or one of those crazy insane things they do nowadays in a typical match.
Right. So, you know, because I know, I guess a lot of people are apparently hot on the idea that since Tully's booked in the match, his daughter, Tessa, is going to show up. They're guessing, you know, that's the big deal. But I don't think that's true. I haven't read or heard anything about that. And, you know, I mean, if AEW was smart, they wouldn't even bother with her because she's a loose cannon and, you know, really kind of screwed Impact over for no reason after they took great care of her.
And after she left Impact, and I guess it was unpleasant feelings there, you have not really heard much about her. I don't know if she's doing anything on the independent scene, if there really is an independent scene anymore.
Yeah, well, I remember she had one booking that I read about, but, you know, she's living in Mexico. So the travel is kind of tough. I wouldn't be surprised if she's working for one of, you know, a promotion down there. That wouldn't shock me.
AAA
but she married
one of those promotions, yeah.
I can't remember. She just got married to that. I think his name is Drago. I believe he, you know, that's what he wrestles as. So, yeah, you know, she's in, you know, AAA or CMLL or, you know, I'm sure there's a bazillion promotions down there who she can get work for if she won. So, but, yeah,
She left Impact, whatever happened, what caused those bad feelings? And
what ended up happening is she went back to Mexico to plan her wedding, and they were okay with that. And she was supposed to tape vignettes and send them to them. And she never sent them. It was supposed to push her next title defense. And for whatever reason, she just never filmed them and never sent them. So then they asked her to come back and drop the title because she wasn't doing what she was asked. And she said, no. You know, and luckily for her, her contract expired. So then, you know, they didn't have any control.
Yeah, I guess there are some prima donnas in the business still, and I guess she's one of them.
Yeah, and if you remember, she was actually signed with WWE. I don't remember if NXT was in existence yet, but they cut her loose because of her attitude. You know, she never made a Raw or SmackDown appearance. You know, they let her go because of, you know, her bad attitude.
That's too bad, too, from a technical aspect. I guess she knows her way around the ring. She could actually work a little bit.
Yeah, you know, she's a really solid, you know, worker. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, you got to wonder if maybe she thinks she's entitled because her last name is Blanchard.
Yeah, sometimes your last name doesn't always help you. Now, there's another famous last name who got in trouble on the male side a few days ago. I think wasn't it Teddy Hart who ran into some law problems again?
Yeah, did he? You know, that wouldn't surprise me at all with him. He's been in so much legal trouble that, you know, who knows with him. But
yeah, sometimes
the
athletes and even the pro wrestlers and ball players think they're above the law. And I could just think of a famous ex-ball player who got into trouble recently. And I'm talking about Johnny Damon. You heard about that one.
No, I actually didn't, but I did find the Teddy Hart story here. He was arrested 2 days ago in Texas. Let's see. He was charged with evading arrest or detention with a vehicle. One charge of injury to a child, elderly individual, or disabled individual. He was also charged with possession of a penalty group one controlled substance, which usually covers cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, or prescription narcotics. The record doesn't say which one he had on him. So, yeah, he is currently incarcerated in Fort Worth, Texas. So.
That's too bad because there's another. He's actually a talented worker, a very talented worker, and he just can't control his demons. And he's because of that, he never really had a major run in any of the big organizations, which he could have done easily if he had been on the straight path instead of what he's been doing.
He's been very lucky that the Mexican promotions have overlooked his issues. Otherwise, he really, you know, he'd be making indie appearances.
Yeah, exactly. And I was talking about Johnny Damon, by the way. I know you haven't read this, but I believe he was arrested for being DUI. I think he's been retired for a few years now, Boston and the Yankees.
Yes.
Good ball player. And his rate content was over .20, which is really a disgrace when you think about it.
It says here Friday he was arrested in Central Florida. So,
yeah. Can you imagine how much of alcohol he consumed to be at .20?
Yeah, well, you know, when you're an athlete, you think you can handle more than anybody else. So it's not a huge surprise.
Yeah. That's 2.5 times the legal limit, then you only hope that nobody got hurt.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like there was an accident or anything.
No.
They report anything like that. So yeah, you know, fortunately, you know, they were able to get him before he did harm to anybody else with the vehicle or himself.
Yeah.
So.
So as you point out, some athletes, I guess, think they're above the law and can get away with anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, and like, in a case like this, he probably thought he could handle it. You know, and that's what a lot of alcoholics do. You know, oh, no problem, I can handle my liquor, I'm just going to keep drinking. You know, not saying that he's an alcoholic, I don't know, but, you know, he probably just thought that he would be able to handle it.
No, exactly right. Exactly right, and evidently he didn't. And Well, I better be conservative myself tonight, and I was going to have an extra glass of Pepsi with supper. Maybe I should only stick to one glass.
So, yeah, I don't even have that problem. It's Gatorade and water for me. I don't even have to decide what kind of soda I would want because I no longer drink it. So
so far you've done an admirable job of sticking to your new diet, and do you notice any improvement in terms of your overall health? Or I know it can't be easy for you.
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing I'm enjoying very much is my knees no longer give me trouble.
That's important.
Yeah. I mean, I can get up and down the stairs much better without any pain. You know, and just walking in general, I haven't had the issues that I used to have. So it's a big plus.
Yeah.
So
Do you wear knee braces now? You still wear knee braces?
No, not anymore. I used to when I was wrestling.
Of course.
I don't wear them now. I haven't worn them for quite some time, and you know, luckily with the way things are going, it looks like I won't have to. So.
That's good. Did you ever wear? You never wore them at work?
No, I had the sleeves that I used to wear for a while. So, but yeah, never just the full-on brace. We were trying to get some done, and believe it or not, I had problems with the insurance, and they didn't want to cover it because my doctor wanted them specially made so they would fit correctly and do what they were supposed to do, and my insurance wasn't paying for that, so we were never able to get the proper accommodations there.
Yeah, it's always difficult dealing with the insurance companies, but it does sound like this diet is helping you out, which is a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's been a, you know, it's been a big plus. So, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, anybody who's kind of been through what I've been through, it's a lot of work, but you know, it's proving to be greatly worth it. So.
Well, that's all it's doing its job so far.
You know, definitely. I'm, you know, very, very happy and relieved. And for the first time in, I couldn't even tell you how many years, I went to the gym this morning after work. So,
you have a membership for a while there in that gym. And when you did go to the gym today, did you do some of your normal routine in terms of exercising, or?
Oh, I don't know if I would call it normal, but I rode the bike for about 15 minutes, and then I did some really light weight work because obviously I'm just kind of getting back into it. So I'm just kind of feeling what I did now. And the one thing I learned is the machines are very different than what I remember, so it's kind of a learning process on how to use them and you know what to kind of do there. So
they're all digital now, the machines, and they are more efficient than they were before, would you say?
Yeah, that would be a good way, especially the bike. You know, the bike was just kind of, you know, I got on it, and it took me quite a while to kind of figure out what the hell I was doing. So,
you
got to
be careful on the bike. Where they're so efficient now, you got to make sure you're at the right speed and the right level that you want to get it set for. So that took you a little while to do, I take it, huh?
Yeah, it explains everything. You know, how you want to do this and blah blah blah. And it was pretty easy to figure out. So, but I have a personal training session on Monday, so I'm sure he'll be able to teach me a little bit more about the machines and how to use them properly. And luckily, they have a free weight area. When I'm a little more comfortable, I'll just probably wander over there and spend most of my time there. You know, there's also a pool which I'm gonna, you know, hit. I need trunks, so I got to get those first. We'll get it done.
Yes. Are you? Doing it every day or just two or three days a week, or?
Well, let's, you know, it's unfortunately it's a little out of the way. So my goal is to shoot for 3 to 4 days. So we'll see.
Well,
yeah, you know, if it was
close
to home, you know, to home, I go all the time. But unfortunately, yeah, it's a little bit out of the way for me.
But this is very good in terms of a combination of that 2 or 3 days a week and with your new diet. And hey, maybe you can make a triumphal return to the ring.
Yeah, no, I don't see that happening. It's odd that everybody has asked me that. You know, everybody who knows what I'm doing and what I'm going through, the first question out of their mouth is, oh, you're going to wrestle again. No, 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 no. They would probably have to replace my knees for me to wrestle again. So that's not something I'm looking to go through. I'm hoping I can avoid that. But
yeah, I can understand that. I certainly can understand that. And hey, you don't want to do something that would eliminate all the good stuff you've done recently too.
Oh, well. But, hey, before we get out of here, I don't want to forget, you know, we have obviously Prediction Friday. You hit on all three of your selections last week, so you made a nice bounce back. We have a few for you today, and we're going to start off with the game that's going to start here in about 5 minutes. The Chicago Blackhawks are at the Carolina Hurricanes. Who you got winning tonight? You going with the Hawks?
The Hawks have been hot lately, but I am going to predict a close victory for Carolina tonight.
All right there. And then we move over, of course, to the NBA, and we've got three with the Bulls for you tonight. We start out with they're the first game on the Mickey Mouse Network at 6:30, the Bulls at the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers have the best record in the Eastern Conference. Who you got there?
Well, so far I would definitely have to go with Philadelphia. The Bulls have not fared too well against the elite teams this year so far, which is why I have to go with Philadelphia.
All right. And then, you know, since I have the line on this game, the Sixers are favorite by 7.5. Are they covering that?
I would say yes. Definitely, they definitely will cover that 7.5-point line tonight.
All right, and then the Bulls turn right around and they're in action again tomorrow. They come home to face the Sacramento Kings. Do you have them bouncing back and getting a win?
It'll be a tough one. Sacramento's a pretty good team. Well, I'm going to go out and say the Bulls bounce back, and even though it's a back-to-back game, they will win against Sacramento.
All right, so we're all set. You only picked the Chicago teams one time out of your four picks, so we'll have to see if that one if that pays off for you.
Yeah, I might have to go online now and place a few $1,000 of my bets to see if I really can cash in.
Yeah. You know, well, let me know how you do, because
I will do that.
Would not be doing it. So, you know, unless, you know, if you could get me Philadelphia, like, straight up and I didn't have to give points, I would take that bet. But, you know, I don't want, even though they should cover, I don't think I want to give away those points, you know.
That's a lot of points, but I think they'll cover against the Bulls tonight, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to see, but you know, it seems like a good time for us to take off and start the season, which of course is what you think. So here we go. Remember, the podcast is available to listen to anytime you want.